Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Can you fill us in on what Bible to School is?
Sure. Bible to School, we teach communities, families, how to teach the Bible to public school kids during their school day. Yes, it's legal during their school day. And we use something called the Federal Release Time Court Rulings, upheld by the Supreme Court and the Constitution. So it's over lunch and recess, usually, and we can teach the Bible to public school children.
What is it that you do as part of this training to be able to allow children to share the gospel during the school hours, which, as you mentioned, might come as a shock, unfortunately, in this day and age?
It is. It's the best kept secret. To make it legal in all 50 states federally is that you have to be off-site. So we walk the children across the street to a church or bus them to a nearby church that has to have parental permission, and no tax dollars can be used. So those are the three things that make it legal. And we have tools and we have coaching that we do, and we teach people how to do this in their community. And we're just getting started. We've been doing this for over 40 years ourselves in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And a couple years ago, we were a bunch of moms and we said, why don't we teach everybody else how to do this? And there's so many God stories have been spreading across Pennsylvania. This little boy named Gabriel, I was teaching in the class, and Gabriel had accepted Christ as his Savior. And we were all like, wow, this is awesome. He chose Jesus. And he came back to my small group, and I said, hey, Gabriel, man, this is amazing what you did. And he said, yes. And then he said something that I never will forget, and I get choked up every time I think about it. He said, I've always wanted to know how to get to heaven, but no one's ever told me. And I thought, wow, these kids are a couple minutes from our house, you know, in our communities, and they don't know. And Brandon, 60% of our children, because we do it in the middle of the school day, have no church home. So we are hitting the kids that don't really go to church.
And this is a major demographic, as you pointed out there, because there are so many unchurched, right, in our own communities. And you could say that there's a direct correlation to the lack of church, the lack of the gospel being spread to these kids so in need, and some of the problems, some of the issues that are going on in our society today.
Yeah, kids, the society is kind of attacking their identity. And if your identity is in Christ, you're kind of immovable. So I know there's one little girl who came in, and she was writing and writing and writing, and she had a little notebook and all the way through the program. And we said, what are you doing? And she said, well, I want to know about God, and I want to be able to tell my dad because he wants to know about God. And I thought, wow, we're not only reaching the kids, we're reaching the families as well, because it is confusing out there right now, but the gospel is rock solid. And we are very excited to be able to teach people how to do this.
What are some of the resources and tools that you offer as part of this kit, as part of the training, you name it?
Sure. We have second grade Old Testament curriculum, third grade New Testament curriculum, and fourth grade discipleship curriculum. And we have all the teaching tools you need to get that done, and how to recruit volunteers, how to talk to principals. We have a website. We have coaching. So we will help you learn how to build your team in your community. And man, it just takes off. We had a group near Pittsburgh who started with one little class, and now there's over 250 kids. There's five schools that are doing Bible to School, and we are very excited at the God stories. One little girl accepted Christ as her Savior, then got baptized and started going to church, dragged her grandmother to church, and then the grandmother ended up getting baptized as well. So again, like I said, this not only gives the kids the gospel, it gives the families the gospel too. And I have one other God story to tell you. It was something that happened at Easter time. Easter, we actually have a movie that we show of Jesus. And some of the kids have seen a lot of movies, but they've never seen a movie of Jesus. And we do it in segments each week. And we did a 20-minute segment, and the kids were asking questions afterwards. And one little girl raised her hand and said, what was Jesus doing with that little girl that was sleeping? And I said, honey, she wasn't sleeping. She was dead, and Jesus raised her to life. And a couple weeks, you're going to see where Jesus raised himself to life. And just for us to save us from our sins, their eyes got big, Brandon. And one by one around the table, these little girls accepted Christ as their Savior. In the middle of the week, in the middle of a school day, their lives were changed. And never can go back.
Yeah, praise the Lord for that. You guys are doing a lot of great work. Do you have any idea of how many schools you've been able to really spread this curriculum to? Because I know you said it's really been taking off.
Yes, we have over 30 schools across Pennsylvania. About 1,300 children have heard the gospel once a week in the middle of a school day. And like I said, 60% of them had no church home. And we have people inquiring in New York and New Jersey and all down the East Coast and across the United States, actually. So we are hoping that this really takes off and we can get the gospel into the public schools with this law, this release time law from 1914. Can you believe it?
Wow.
From 1914, God has provided this way for us to get the Bible into public schools.
Well, our prayers are that that continues to be allowed and that we continue to have a lot of amazing God stories come out of Bible to School. You've been over a lot of great details here, Corey. Anything else that you want to leave us with or that we might have forgotten?
I just want people to know that moms and dads and grandparents that are in communities, this can be done. Even if someone tells you you can't possibly do that in your school, it is legal and we teach you how to do it well and with excellence for your community. So don't be afraid. These kids need to hear the gospel. They're dying to hear the gospel. One little boy said to us, "God made me? I never knew God made me." And you could just tell the weight coming off of his shoulders and how relaxed he was to know that God the Father made him.